in our Western traditions, the reference being that demonstrated for us that possibility, we now know as Jesus of Nazareth. In his lifetime, through the Essene traditions and others of the time, we're invited to allow for the possibility that this man, as a reference being, lived the greatest possibility of what it means to be human. He demonstrated for us, through the choices that he made in his life, the greatest possibility of our potential. And in doing so, he anchored it firmly into our memory so that we each could access that at some later time in history. And in the traditions of the Essenes, they constantly reference this time. They say, in those days, the weather patterns will change. In those days, crops won't grow in their season. In those days, you will do what our reference being has done and much, much more during this time in history. It may be that we actually have a physical body of evidence to support the possibility of this phase transition in a very controversial relic of antiquity that is called the Shroud of Turin. Briefly, what I'd like to say about the Shroud is simply this. The Shroud of Turin in the ancient literature is identified as the burial shroud for the man that we know as Jesus of Nazareth. For 500 years, we don't know where it was until about 1,500 years ago. 1,500 years ago, it surfaced and was shown publicly, and there is an image of a man emblazoned on the shroud. And how the image got there has been the subject of tremendous controversy and scientific debate ever since. In 1988, there was a study conducted by one scientist, and I believe that this study was the best study that was possible under the conditions and with the equipment that were available in 1988. And this study concluded that the shroud isn't real, that it was a hoax, created sometime perhaps in the 14th or 15th century by the great artists of that time. That story is the one that made the media, and that story is the one that many people believe to this day. And I'd like to offer you now another possibility. This is simply a possibility, so that you have all the information. In 1978, there was another study that didn't receive the publicity that the 88 study did 10 years later. It lasted for 5 years. It involved over 40 researchers. It was a multidisciplinary task force of computer scientists, forensic pathologists, biologists, chemists, historians, photographers. Over 30,000 images documented this 5-year study from some of the greatest laboratories of our time, Los Alamos National Labs in northern New Mexico, Sandia National Laboratories, part of Kirtland Air Force Base. In 1983, the study was complete, and it was released to the engineering community through symposiums and conferences, and it was never picked up well in the media. The studies indicate that the shroud actually dates to the time of Christ through the carbon-14 dating. That what appears to be blood on the shroud is in fact blood, that it is human blood, and there's so much blood there that it is actually typed. We have hemoglobin samples and bile pigments. That's how much blood there is on this shroud. Through the three-dimensional imaging, for the first time, we're able to actually provide dimensions to the man from the shroud. He was about 5 feet 11 inches tall and weighed 178 pounds. We'll never know precisely who the man in the shroud was. What we do know is that he underwent a biological process that is not explained by our physics and our chemistry today. And what the engineering report actually says is that the man inside the shroud underwent a rapid, intense heat process of biological origin that scorched his image onto the shroud through a process that's not explained in our science today. All the wounds on the body of this man match item for item the wounds described through the Essene texts and also the biblical texts. So although we don't know precisely who the man was, we know that this man underwent a process of energy, creating a biological heat. In the ancient traditions, that is the word that we give to the process we know is resurrection. In the resurrection process, we're invited to allow for the possibility that it transcends religion and science and mysticism, that perhaps it's a very natural state of affairs as each human lives the opportunity of expressing our greatest potential. As we go through the phase transition, the change in the magnetics and the change in the frequency of the earth, that the human form, as it goes through that same transition, is expressing itself, is a higher or a greater modality. And that great expression, according to these ancient traditions, is what is suggested in this shroud. So it may be, if these traditions hold true, that we have at least one physical body of evidence to suggest that this phase transition has occurred at least once with at least one human in the last 2,000 years. And that opens up a vast array of possibilities and potential.